D. A Japanese viewpoint.
Distinguishing tatemae and honne is one of the most important social skills required to get along well with others in Japanese society. The skill is associated with maturity and adulthood, and anyone who cannot do this is often thought of as rude and even unwise. A lot of people have difficulty understanding this and using them properly in daily settings. I am not surprised that non-Japanese find this Japanese communication style complicated and hard to understand and use. Japanese society expects suppressing one's personal feelings and forces a speaker to choose a less confrontational way of expressing our views. We often avoid saying no directly to someone who offers or suggests something. And this actually gives many people stress and causes them to look for an outlet for their frustrations, such as drinking and karaoke. American businessmen rightly feel irritated when they propose some business projects to a Japanese company, but the company says neither yes nor no. If that happens, most Japanese people recognize it simply as no and will not ask any more. Language does not always represent what it is meant to be. People are expected to understand what is not stated or implied in someone's words. We need to be able to read between the lines, but at the same time, we need to understand to what degree people are allowed to say what they truly think or feel may differ from culture to culture. And we are required to alter our usual pattern when we are engaged in cross-cultural communication. Again, Americans are rightly irritated by our hesitation to clearly say no to a request. A Japanese woman could be stalked unless she says no clearly to an unwanted date invitation. In business interactions, our ambiguity could cost us a lot. I don't think we need to change our nature or behavioral patterns in Japan, as that may be impossible. However, we need to learn to be clearer in certain situations so we remain polite but clear in our intentions.